What's happening, y'all? It's the Blake and Jesse Podcast, episode number 24, or the Jess and Blake Podcast, whatever you want to call it. We are back like we never left, and no, we always leave. It's terrible. It's August 1st. It's crazy. It's
August.
It's first? August 1st.
August.
Today is Thursday, August 1st.
August.
August.
October.
I said August. God.
It's October, dude.
I said August. What? Wait. Because I see right here on my notes, my old podcast, I've seen August. That's hilarious. I'm so sorry. October. Goodness, what's wrong with me right now?
Try that.
Yeah, October 1st. It's right here wrote in front of me, too. Today is October 1st, 2020. Crazy. It's October.
I know. Yeah. It's my favorite month.
I know. It's going to be a hillbilly days for Halloween. I can't wait. We're going to Fallsburg.
You know what? I heard...
Wear your mask.
You know what I heard on the radio today?
What'd you hear on the radio today?
That October is... supposed to be the month of scary movies, which I think is kind of common sense, but they
really
said, yeah, they said that the Night of the Living Dead and that the first Texas Chainsaw Massacre came out on October the
lovely
1st.
Lovely movies,
both of I them was different.
Texas
dates,
Chainsaw
of
Massacre
course.
Is right there with Michael Myers and me. I don't know what it is about, like,
so today's the day to
serial
watch
killers that people are just so obsessed with. But it's just crazy watching, like, Jason Voorhees go through the forest just ripping people.
It's interesting.
Happy Halloween. Michael Myers doesn't say a word in 30 years, and he's one of the scariest people ever.
He's awesome.
You might hear him say no sometimes.
Not or, Rob Zombie's or, version. No.
Rob Zombie's version is crazy awesome.
Yeah,
I like it.
They and also the new
it's awesome,
Halloween.
Dude. You're crazy.
The new Halloween movie, like, they completely done away with all of them except for the very first one. They should have at least done the second one too, because it was the same night. But like this new one,
Like, she didn't go to the hospital or anything.
I mean, there's rules. Michael Myers doesn't kill kids. He only kills teenagers if they are not virgins, basically. And he don't run. He don't run. He walks, and he always gets where he's going. Just
he always walks or drives one of my dream cars. Actually, I don't want to say
the
what
station
car it is.
Wagon.
No, sometimes he's got that green. Is it Mustang? Like a 67?
No, it's not a Mustang.
Or is it a 69 Camaro SS?
I think it's a Camaro.
If it's a 69 Camaro SS, it's my favorite car.
That
or 67.
One was in. I'm trying to think, because in the first one, he drove the station
Well,
wagon.
in the new one, he didn't care for nothing. He killed kids. He killed
it was,
grandma.
I know which one
daddy.
It was. It
mommy.
Was Halloween H2O. That was the car that he had, and then he stopped at the gas station and stole
that
lady's truck.
Yeah, he had
that
like, old
truck.
Wagon thing in the gas station, yeah. And then that's Halloween.
No, not gas. Did I say
station? Rest stop.
Rest stop, yeah.
Yeah, I say gas station, too. But
I can't make
anyway.
Fun of you if I'm messing up, too. Hey, Tigger.
Hey, Tigger.
How's it going, girl?
Don't do it, though. Peekaboo. If you see us on the YouTube, you see I might look a little different. You know, I got the old ears lowered for the first time as long as I can remember.
He looks like a completely different person.
I was telling the barber the other day that I'm pretty sure the last haircut I got was either the week of the wedding.
It was.
Last September, or I had got it cut there around New Year's before we left for Charlotte or something.
Wait, did
you? Sorry about that. I had a phone call and a little technical difficulty. But we're back like we never left. What were we talking about? Halloween, Michael Myers.
Yeah,
like
we were talking about how I can't make fun of you because we both said gas station.
Oh yeah, it was rest stop.
Yeah,
that, Michael Myers got that awesome Mustang.
No, that soccer mom was driving. No,
he had the Mustang, but he got the big wagon.
And it wasn't
that she
a Mustang;
had.
It was a Camaro.
A Camaro he had, and then
it broke down.
It broke down. So sad. If he pulled up in town like that, oh my gosh, the girls would be all over him, and he wouldn't have to worry about having to go chase nobody. They just come to him. He starts stabbing because he had a Camaro.
Yeah, but the point of it is Michael Myers is a good guy. I mean, he's not a good guy.
He's
of
a
course.
Good guy. I'll slit your throat and laugh at you.
Well, I mean, he only kills like people, you know, related to his sister or gets in his path of him trying to get his
which
sister.
Which is everybody he sees.
But,
so if you
I mean,
see him, you're
he
done
don't
for.
Just walk down the street and stab people because, I mean, he would have did that in the second Halloween.
He definitely did.
Because he was walking down the street and, you know.
Singing do-wa-da-dee-dee-dee-dum.
No, that was when this guy was carrying this big old cool boombox and was talking about how Laurie Strode went to the Hattonfield Memorial Hospital. And that's how I figured out where she was, and so,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That
though.
One's my favorite, actually.
But in the new one, he does walk down the street and kill everybody.
Yeah, the new one is not like the original.
And that
the
one guy's new one like, I want to know how it feels.
And that's it. And they changed.
I mean, that one guy's like, I want to know how it feels. And Michael's like, ah. He got him.
In which one?
The doctor. The new one.
He said he wants to know how what feels. I don't remember.
I don't give it away. But you should check out the new Halloween. It's awesome. But
well,
anyway,
the old one's
yes,
better.
I look different. I got a haircut. I got my ears lowered. We already talked about that. Right?
Yeah, I can't recognize
feel good,
it.
Look good, play good, live
I
good, die
Blake
good.
I told Blake, I said, what are you doing? Because he was going to be the Tiger King for Halloween. I'm like, dude, your hair.
I know. But still, when I put a hat on, I'm still like, I do that. Bad habit. Last 6-7 months.
Yeah. You know? But, I mean, what are you going to do now? We got to figure out something else to be.
But,
I bought my stuff today.
We got wigs. I mean, come on, Halloween Express 04.
We're going to have to wear wigs, which is fun.
But, yeah. I know it's been a while, too, since we've done a podcast. I think it was, like, the last day of August or maybe the last Sunday of August.
Obviously, because you were saying it's August the 1st.
Yeah,
so,
I know,
you know,
yeah. Don't worry about that. But, yeah, and it was with, we had Tanner and his wife, Marina. That was an awesome episode. And, but I've been working a lot, you know, and plus the junior high football season started.
We've been lazy. Let's just not even lie. We've been lazy.
But I have, like, been, like, I work and then I go junior high football. I'm dedicated to that. I watch film and stuff. We're currently 3-2.
Dude,
we should be 5-0.
You're a young fella. You should be more energetic than
I won't go deep into that, but I really have been pretty busy with that,
though.
Practice, games. I'm always watching film to see ways we can get better.
Dude,
I love it.
You're telling big tales. All we do is sit on the couch.
That's so not true, dude.
I wish it weren't, but it is.
I'm just kidding. It's very true. We sit on the couch a lot. I love watching movies. I'm an American.
Well, we should still, you know, do things with our life besides sit on the couch. I mean, even though that's what quarantine
It's quarantine,
does.
Dude. We're supposed to wear a mask
really
and watch movies.
Quarantine that much anymore.
Hey, football's been fun, though.
We
got
a
squad.
Again.
We got a squad. We're coming around at the right time, too. It's going to be awesome. Oh, yeah. We're going to do a little shout-outs, too. Oh, that's perfect. Shout-out Dustin with our intro music, as always. Love that man. He's so good. Debo Beats on YouTube. Debo_606 on Instagram. He came up with a beat on there the other day and posted it. And I was like, wow. Like, he's talented as
he's
can
be.
He's
got skills.
It's wild.
Sure.
I love it. But one day, if I ever start my rap career, me and Dustin already talked. He's going to DJ concerts all day or one day, and we're all going
to
travel the world.
I told
men can dream, right?
If we ever actually make any money off of doing this, that we'd pay him then for his music. But, you know, right now, can't afford it.
Yeah, you know how it is, though.
What are you nudging me for?
But, yeah, I don't know, because we got to fix the video. All right, but anyway, also shout out the Hail podcast.
H-A-I-L.
Yep. With J.R. Heath and Doug and their new co-host, Weston, is on there now. It's awesome. They are absolutely killing it right now, seriously.
Good fellas.
Everything you need to know about Pocket Football, go check it out. Hell Podcast, you can get on Anchor, Apple Podcast, anywhere you listen to podcasts. It's crazy. It's awesome.
H-A-I-L.
Yes, Hell Podcast. It's like Hell Pocketful, but Hell Podcast, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, they do pre-games every Thursday with Coach Mac. Those are awesome. People love listening to that. They have guests almost every Sunday. And Pop High School Football, by the way, they're 3-0. We had 2 state records broke last Friday by Zach Lockhart. Pikeville wide receiver, he had 388 receiving yards on 17 catches and 7 touchdowns. The yards and touchdown numbers are the new state records. It's a great game. Lucas Burchett will have those highlights on YouTube. I can't wait for everyone to see that if you didn't get to watch the game. That team is something special. They haven't missed a beat since going undefeated last year. State champs, was it 14-0? But I can't wait to see them get better this year. And the Hill Podcast, like I said, does pregame shows, recaps on the games as well on Sundays with awesome guests. Go check it out for sure. We love y'all, Heath, and I won't shut up.
Gosh, I wish you would. Sometimes it'd be huge. Let me talk for a minute or two.
Dude, you don't even...
Yeah, I like take a breath so I can start talking, and if I don't get
I didn't
that
have
breath
a lot
out,
of
the
word
you're like, rah, 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 rah. I'm like,
I did have a lot of words right there, so I'm just going to take a drink.
Okay, well, this is my time to talk, but, you know, he's already putting the lid back on, so.
And we're back, so how y'all doing
exactly.
out there? But no, seriously, it's all good. I love when you talk. You talk my head off when we're here and the camera's off.
Yeah, you don't listen to me. Talking to him is like talking to a wall. I mean, get the same response.
You make me sound so awesome.
Well, sweetheart, I love your phone.
Talking to him is like talking to a wall.
You love your phone more than me.
I'm
like, dude, you could pause that phone. Mm-mm. I'll talk to you when this is over.
I'm watching film. We're going to win.
Dude, you can pause that junk. It works.
Film and Joe Rogan podcast. That's about all I watch.
Whatever.
And I used to watch Chills all the time on YouTube.
I love Chills. We Top need to five watch scary it again. Movies.
My name is Chills.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I like
He's
the
awesome.
Scary stuff. Which now is the month for scary stuff, so
I know it's October 1st. What is going on?
We just celebrated
our year anniversary the other day on September 21st. Do you remember the 21st night of September? Yeah, that song's about us, but yeah, it was awesome, and that's not why we got married. I didn't even think about that song whatsoever before I said, I just looked at a weekend in the fall, I was like, oh, September 21st, sound good?
Dude, I picked
Then we started hearing that song on XM Radio, I was like,
I was playing it for you on purpose.
The 21st night of September. But, I know, maybe that's why you like manifested in my head without me knowing, and like, it was sunk in my head because you played it so much and I wasn't paying attention. All of a sudden, I look at a date and it's the first one I see because I've been hearing that the last couple months.
Did I pick the date?
That's a true thing. They do that to people.
I picked the date.
Like, you know, like these, what are they called? Magicians? Like magic people? It's a hard word. It's like magicians. But yeah, and like that's what it is, like sleight of hand, like they show you a number and then like they show you a card, and like if your number was on that card, like your face like does something, like makes a face, and like they know, like, oh yeah, that's your card for sure. Is this your card? Yes. Oh my gosh, because he like manifested, like he had like a 7 on his shirt or a 7 on his or showed like a number 7, or a bus drove by with number 7.
That can happen.
It's crazy. There's that one guy on Netflix.
Yeah, we used to watch them all the time, and then we quit because we watched 15. We don't finish anything.
Well, no, his show, we watched all the episodes on his show.
Are you sure?
110. It's all awesome.
Right. Well, we did it.
He got all these people together, and he said, hey, I'm going to bring a guy in, and we're going to make him think he's invisible. I'm going to put a sheet over him, and I'm going to tell him I'm a magician, and I'm gonna make you invisible. And all these people in this little in the park, in this little like dome, like seating thing, like a little amphitheater type deal. And he goes down, he brings this guy in and says, all right, this is Mike. I'm gonna do the impossible. I'm gonna make you invisible. And then he sits the guy down in a chair in the middle of everybody. There's probably like 20, 30 people there, maybe 35, 40 people that magic guy got, like, hey, make him think he's invisible. And then, like, he puts a sheet on him, he says a couple of funny words, blah, 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 and boom! Everybody's like, oh my gosh, he's invisible. And, like, this guy that's supposed to be invisible, like, walks around to people and, like, goes, like, in front of their face, and they're just, like, going on with their day, like, think he's invisible. Like, it's hilarious. And then
he puts the sheet
back on him, and he takes the sheet back off. He said, now you're back. Everybody's like, oh, there he is. Like, they killed
it. It was a great show, but you're not making it sound very great because I don't remember that part.
No, that was season one. We watched season two. Oh. But, yeah, I probably should have said that before. But.
Well, season two was good because that's the one I seen, obviously.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What else you want to talk about, dude? I'm all ears.
I mean, talk about my broke toe. We can talk about...
Oh, yeah. We got that big new rainbow vacuum cleaner.
Legit.
Heck yeah. Cost a fortune, but...
It's legit, though.
It's legit, so. Yeah, but it's worth every penny.
It is.
But anyway, she kicked it the other day, and, you know, stubbing your toe is probably the worst pain ever. I'd rather get my arm chopped off, but... yeah, and I thought, you know, she was just kidding, but that mother freaker looks like Barney's face. It's purple.
That ain't pretty. I didn't kick it on purpose.
She got a pimp limp, though.
I was trying to exercise.
She's like,
yeah.
But yeah, she sent me a picture of while I was at work. I about threw up. I thought, that's awesome.
Yeah, I learned how to do the Angus Young thing, you know, when you scoot your foot. Yeah.
AC/DC?
I've been practicing.
Or Def Leppard.
AC/DC.
That's what I said. AC/DC. I knew that. I knew that. What else do you want to talk about, dude?
Silly goose. Let's talk about that cool picture that you sent me. Did you look into any of that? That was very interesting.
Oh, dude.
I don't know how to say that.
A buddy of mine told me this story years ago. I'm talking like I graduated high school 10 years ago. It was probably 10 years ago, 10, 11 years ago. But there's this guy, and his name is Pope Alexander VI, and he became Pope in 1492. Like, this is a crazy story. All right, this I know, like, I'm not a big history buff or nothing, but it's just the stuff I've kind of read on it.
1492 is when Columbus sailed the ocean blue. Yeah. So that was...
And Leonardo da Vinci painted Caesar, and Pope Alexander's son is Caesar Borgia. It's like B-O-R-G-I-A. He painted a picture of him, and they were lovers.
Yeah, they were.
And to express his love, Da Vinci painted numerous pictures of him. And Caesar's father, Rodrigo Borgia, became Pope Alexander VI with the authority of the Catholic Church.
His name changed to Pope Alexander.
The elite used his son's paintings to pose as Jesus Christ. Like, he forced the church to say, "This, my son is Jesus Christ."
The picture that everybody sees that they think the is long a picture haired, of Jesus is actually... the Pope Alexander the VI's son.
Yeah.
And that's what...
Allegedly. Like, we know, I mean, you know, anybody could write anything back in the day. No, nothing's 100% justified, but it's just, I mean, there's a lot of stuff...
That, I mean, it actually...
about this on, like, just Google Caesar...
yeah, but I couldn't find Caesar any good... Borgia. Good stuff, except for that he was very gross.
Caesar raped his sister and killed his brother.
Sister and killed his brother. I always heard he's real evil. 1497, and the Catholic Church still agreed to use his face as Jesus, even though, you know, which I've always heard that Jesus was a black man. I mean, and that's something that I've never
seen,
knew.
Like the,
but, you know,
there's this company. That, like, they did, like, King Tut, what King Tut would look like. They did, like, what Leonardo da Vinci would look like, and, like, Benjamin Franklin, Abraham Lincoln, like real pictures of, like a real face. And they did one with what Jesus would look like. And it was, like, he had, like, short, curly hair, and he had, like, just a beard and stuff. I can't remember who he looked like, but... he looks like somebody.
And, I mean, honestly...
but it was just, like, a normal person, not the long hair... not like this company did that, and that's what makes me think, like, when I see, like, these big, like, multi powerful million dollar companies, like, doing reincarnation faces of Jesus.
The Catholic Church wanted people to believe that Jesus was a European, and so that's why they use this guy's face. But I mean, really,
and then you hear this story, you know, about Rodrigo Borgia making his son, or making Leonardo da Vinci paint, or they were lovers, and he painted all these pictures of him and said, "This is Jesus Christ." Not what,
and that
that's what
makes
Jesus Christ
sense
looked like
with what I've been trying to say. They hold home is that, you know, if they're going to change history, you know, back in 1492 or 1497 or whenever,
you know, much
you
history
know,
was changed by the writing of a pencil or a pen. Just the writing, because if it wasn't wrote down, we wouldn't know anything.
Dude, that's what I'm trying to explain, and they are cutting me off. I mean, that's what's going on now. I mean, that's why all these people are, you know, look at these people who have removed statues that have been in this country for years and years and years, trying to rewrite our history based on what they want.
But nowadays, everything's so, like, in files and on computers and stuff, like, it's kind of hard to rewrite history now. Back
not
then,
not really, because I mean, all you got to do is delete anything that's on there that you don't want.
Well, you
want
can,
on
but
there.
Is like I always say, like, a deleted picture on your phone is not really ever really deleted.
Yeah, but what if the people who have like control
file.
Over everything is the people who controlled the iCloud
well, yeah.
or all this other stuff? They
well, yeah,
can
that.
Do whatever they want with
yeah.
Anybody's
I understand
stuff.
That. I understand. Yeah, absolutely, but. I'm talking about like back then when there wasn't nothing but just a person writing it down.
I know.
Anything, like what he's writing is what's we're going to talk about in 200-300 years.
If people would realize, I just learned this, the King James Version of the Holy Bible is the actual, like, best way to read the Bible. It explains things so much better. I just learned that the New International Version, which is the one that I've had for forever, you know, actually leaves out a lot of important details about the Bible. I mean, it's crazy. And that's just to say, like, people can alter anybody's perception based on...
Like I always say, it's like one big, huge game of telephone.
Yeah. I mean, you can change anything. If somebody doesn't want this to say this, like, I think... I'm trying to remember what the verse was. I did it a...
Got another phone call, bud. That'll happen.
It was Acts chapter 8, verse 37 is removed from the New International Version of the Bible. So really, honestly, King James Version is where it's at. And like, I started reading this, and this stuff makes so much more sense to me than me trying to read the New International Version. I'm not a good reader whatsoever. I cannot keep focused on what I'm reading.
I pride myself as a decent reader. Like, you know, I might have
trouble. I daydream. I can't focus on what I'm reading.
I might have trouble sometimes pronouncing words, but I feel like I can read good.
I can pronounce words.
I can read fast, you know.
I look at a word and my brain automatically assumes that I'm saying it wrong before I even try to say the word. And I get stuck on that word and I'm like, I don't know. And usually it's small, tiny words that mess me up, like with. With. I know that's four-letter word. I know it.
Or like on Family Guy. Cool Whip. Cool Whip. Cool Whip. As if saying Cool Whip is like Cool Whip. Cool Whip. Why are you saying it like that? I don't know. Maybe if you watch Family Guy, you don't understand that. But
I have, but I don't know.
It's like one of the popular phrases they say. It's what the baby says.
Yeah, cool Stewie. I don't know. I haven't heard him say that. I must have missed that one.
I've seen Cool Whip.
Anyways, so yeah. Little for your information there.
Mm-hmm.
Type of deal.
Yeah, so. That's
yeah,
crazy.
So that was really interesting, though. That guy's name, however you say it, is C-E-S-A-R-E.
Caesar Borgia.
I don't think that's normally Caesar.
Or it could be Caesar Borgia.
What if it's Caesar?
No, man, that's how you spell Caesar.
That's not how you spell Caesar.
It's S-A-E-S-A-R. It's S-A-E.
Yeah, there's an E
that's
and
like,
an A.
That could be Caesar Borgia.
That's
no,
what I'm...
No, Caesar has to be Caesar.
That's
Caesar,
what I'm saying.
Caesar Borgia.
And the guy's last name is B-O-R-G-I-A.
Borgia.
Borgia.
Who cares? I mean,
but it's an interesting.
It's a
story.
Crazy story. I read.
I mean, Blake just told me about it today. I thought that was
history's
pretty,
crazy.
It really is, and that's the thing.
Wild.
Is people need to look in and research their own stuff
how
instead
can survive
of listening
without a phone?
To what the news says or media, social media, anything. Because I mean, people are paid to say whatever. They want to say. I mean,
really
if somebody told me that they were going to pay me $1 million to say something,
you can't believe anything on TV. Everything's
so biased. Honestly, it is. Like I seen The Rock the other day was talking about how he's all for Joe Biden and
Harris.
Yeah, and I'm like, dude, he must have got paid bank to say that because
he might really like him. Who knows?
I mean, you never know. It's not my place.
He could be friends. He called her a badass. The way she handled her thing in California.
Well, I mean, you know, if somebody paid me a buttload of money, I don't know. She changed
in
all
California,
of her stuff.
Right.
At first,
she sent
was
a bunch
like,
of people back
at
to
first
prison
she
that
said
weren't
that
supposed to go to prison.
Joe Biden was terrible. He's a racist, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, she changed her mind and was like, no, I like Joe Biden. He's my man.
This is my chance to be president because he looks like he's going to last any longer.
Crazy.
Who knows? But it's election year, and election year is always wild because you always hear the craziest of the crazy because it means to be the president of the United States. I mean, this is the most hyped race in the history of anything. Every 4 years, the presidential race changes the world. I mean, it really does. And it's Biden or Trump. We'll see.
I just love how blunt Trump is. He doesn't care. I mean, a lot of people think that he's rude, but he is just bluntly honest. And I mean, he's desperately trying to defend himself all the time because there's all these crazy people or the media or news or whatever that says this or that. But I mean, I would be having a little bit of an attitude, you know, if somebody was saying things about me that wasn't true. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean,
absolutely.
But that's the thing is if he done something, he'll admit to it. He'll be like, I did that, I said that, you know, sorry. But I mean, at least he's not lying about it. At least he's not trying to cover anything up. I mean, he's bluntly honest. I'm all about those type of people.
It's hard to believe anything here on TV now.
We don't even watch TV, honestly.
We got a Fire Stick. We watch movies and TV shows. One of the reasons, the Fire Stick's one of the reasons why we haven't done the podcast.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you got any movie you want to watch, you're just like, man, let's do a podcast. But, oh, gosh, I want to see this movie. It just popped up. Like, all right, we'll watch it.
I've been making Blake watch a lot of older movies.
We watched a good movie or not. We watched, it was about 5 or 6 years ago, I think it came out. The Axe Murders of Vasilla in Iowa.
Yeah. Was that what it was called? It's based on a true story. If you ever watch the Travel Channel, which it should be on.
It's got the guy from People
Under the Stairs. They do the scariest places in America. And Villisca, Iowa is known as the Axe Murder House, and they had a movie on it. But we watched another good movie the other day. The was it The Last Purge? The Purge
Election
Year? Oh,
Purge
Election
Year. Obviously, because it's Election Year, and it came out like earlier this year.
No, it was 2016 or something.
Or
2019. No, dude. Look it up right there. Because we looked at it, because remember?
No, I thought it came out this year.
No, dude.
Because it's Election Year.
No, dude. It came out back in 2016 or 14.
It came out 2014. I'm so stupid.
That's what I'm saying.
2016.
Okay.
It was election year, though.
Yeah.
2016. Okay, so it was that election year.
Like, I was
that was a huge election.
To Blake,
Trump or Hillary. Gosh.
There are so many movies that if you actually stop and think about it, they're like preparing us for stuff that's going on now. Like, I mean, there's so much crazy stuff. Like,
dude, this movie was crazy. That girl pulled up with all that, her car decked out and Christmas lights. Her crazy mask, like, and what was crazy when I watched The Purge, I was like, this is crazy, that crime's legal for 12 hours, but this is exactly how people would act.
Yeah.
I mean, they would go all out for, I mean.
And they were trying to kill this woman who was running for presidency. She had been a victim of The Purge years before, and so she was running to be president because she wanted to end the purge. Uh-huh. And so many people was against it because they love doing bad things, obviously.
Yeah, so
and they
one
were trying to kill
purge.
Her off. And then
they use purge as like a vow, like we came to purge.
And it turns out that it was the priest or whatever was the one who was actually trying to kill her, or it's deep stuff.
But that's exactly how people act. I mean, they go all out. People set traps all around town. Like, that's all out.
It's crazy.
Like, if the purge is ever legal here, I don't think it would be as crazy as, like, there. Like, we'd be safer here.
I don't know, dude. Not maybe
here in this apartment.
That's the thing is, but there's so many demons in this world now. I mean, because basically, the United States had done away with God, which was, you know, something that Trump's trying to bring back in here. But, you know, I mean, there's crazy people that would want to do that.
Absolutely.
But there's other old movies. Like, there's so many old movies, like, from the 90s and stuff like that, that is just, I think, explains a lot of stuff. I think everything is based on good and evil now. Like, that's my thoughts.
Yeah, that's wild. It's gonna be, though.
I like how you're always like
I agree though, like, dude. I mean, it's crazy stuff, but you know what that means. You know, you gotta head out. I gotta get ready for practice.
Oh.
This has been episode number 24. Am I holding that right? There you go. So 24, baby.
Oh, Lord.
We made it. Shout out Daniel Harmon. That was his football number. That's my running back in my junior year. It was awesome. But anyway, getting sidetracked. This has been Blake and Jess Podcast episode number 24. Thank you all for listening. Just like always, who knows when the next episode is going to come out, but
hope we don't offend.
This one's coming out now, but love you guys. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you watch it on YouTube, B_Brown12, on Instagram, Twitter, and all that. Yeah. And her name, whatever you want.
Yeah.
Get to you later, next week.
My stuff. I need some new stuff.
We'll talk about it next time. But love, peace, chicken grease. We'll see you next time. Peace.